There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Clock is ticking away. What have the Browns done today? Most recently, they released Quentin Jefferson. Earlier in the day, it was announced. The team hasn't announced either one of these yet, have they? Za'Darius Smith and a 2026 seventh round pick to the Lions for a 2025 fifth and sixth round pick. That's what the Browns have done today. There have been a couple things going on. Marshawn Lattimore, did that get done deal? Was that?
Yeah, multiple reports. Marshawn Lattimore, cornerback for the New Orleans Saints, is heading to the Washington Commanders. According to Ian Rappaport, it is a third rounder and more. So they don't totally all of it, but a third rounder and more for Marshawn Lattimore.
Okay, interesting.
Glenville, Ohio State. Yep.
Local guy. Commanders had been in the market for corners, Andy. That was the buzz. Mm-hmm. And Greg Newsome, there was some connecting of the dots, Greg Newsome to the Commanders. I would think this means that that's not the case anymore. And I hope it means that Greg Newsome is definitely here to stay.
Feels that way, doesn't it? I hope so.
I like Greg.
I hope that eliminates the possibility of that. Let's do this. Let's play a little NFL rapid fire. Here's Dan Menigan. With our election results, here's Dan Menigan. By the way, can I just say this as a point of reference? I should probably say this earlier.
Please.
The best guys to do, best guys and gals to do election coverage on television, Jeff, should be who?
Sports guys.
Why?
Because we wing it and we give scores.
And we read scores. That's why I laugh every time the hardened news anchor steps up. And in the 17th regional district, so-and-so, 34%, the other one, 27%. Results just coming in. Let's go to the highlights now. Then you throw it out to a live shot. Oh, there
it is. Here's Estelle walking into booth number 7.
Oh, check that out.
All right, let's begin with...
We're irritating him.
I put this whole thing together, and Andy's talking about...
Election results.
I got nothing to add. It's a don't get fired day. We're going to behave ourselves to the best of our abilities.
I'll be.
Jeff Phelps hates kittens. Don't vote for him.
All right. We're going to do the most arbitrary thing that you could possibly do on a topic like
this.
All
right, good.
This weekend, we had two unbelievable plays.
Okay.
One of them being the Garrett Wilson catch on Thursday Night Football.
Really good.
Which was still unreal.
Looked like Jordan.
Holy mackerel. The second one, the Saquon Barkley 180 hurdle.
What was that? That was ridiculous.
Just insanity. What's there? So, give me your favorite and why.
It was Saquon because I've not seen that before. The wide receivers are very talented in the NFL. Don't take this the wrong way. This is going to sound terrible. If you're a wide receiver in the NFL, and that catch was by Garrett was stunning. Okay, that was really good. But a lot is made about when a guy catches the ball with one hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ball's coming at you. You're a wide receiver. you can put up one hand, stop the ball, and bring it down. To me, that's not as stunning as it is to some people. But that catch by Garrett Wilson was really pretty good because his body was way out of position and everything else. He did a great job extending to get that ball. But overall, the one-handed catch in the NFL, I think, is slightly overrated. But the Saquon Barkley move, as if the first little move wasn't good enough, because he spun away from a guy, put a great spin move on somebody, and then all of a sudden he just jumps straight up with his back to the tackler and avoids the tackler. That I've never seen before. That one was stunning. So I'll go with Saquon's.
The thing about Wilson's catch is you see guys do that catch off jugs machines all the time.
Well, I'm guys practice that. Yeah,
they do. That's where I don't know, and I'm not. I would never go against a Buckeye there. So, but I am in this case.
I would never do that, but I am here.
Like, I just don't
get it. Oh,
it's
not personable. They're all unbelievable. Yeah. There are no
great
answers
plays.
Here.
Come on.
I just don't know what possessed Barkley with his back to the play.
To jump.
Upside, the wrong way. Not upside down, but
it's really
backwards.
Cool.
And then.
That guy's really good.
And what if he would have jumped forward? Like, I don't. It's crazy.
He didn't.
Unbelievable. Josina Anderson with a little bit more information on this from what she is hearing. The Saints, Marshawn Lattimore, and a fifth for a third, fourth, and sixth.
Wow.
Is going to be the Marshawn Lattimore trade. Right. So, real interesting stuff going on there. We'll keep you updated on any other moves that come down.
That's some significance on that. You know, you get a third and some other picks there. That's significant. And he goes to a red-hot team.
Yep, that's being confirmed by multiple other reports. All right, we asked Mike Florio about how the league is starting to separate itself and how we got eight different teams sitting at two wins right now.
Yeah.
Why do you think that's the case?
That's a really good question.
It happens every so often.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know what I think it is that I just think there's a bigger divide than there was, and I guess I'm not really sure why. I think it all goes back to quarterback play, ultimately.
Interesting.
I think that's it. I just don't think quarterback play throughout the league is quite as good as it once was. And, for instance, Mike Florio has his power rankings. We had Mike on earlier. And I'm going to go up from the bottom. This might be telling.
Mm-hmm.
He has the Saints as dead last. Well, Derek Carr was injured, and then people have been complaining about Derek Carr. Panthers are at 31. Bryce Young's been hurt, and Andy Dalton is Andy. 30th, Jacoby Brissett and Drake May, and the Patriots. Then the Titans, who have Will Levis has fallen off the planet. The Raiders, Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. I mean, those guys haven't lit it up, unfortunately. Daniel Jones has not been real good with the Giants. They're 27th. Trevor Lawrence hasn't been good. The Jags. So I like my answer even more now as I'm counting up from the bottom. Dolphins, Tua's been out, are 25th. Browns are 24th. First time you get to a team that has a pretty legit quarterback, it's the Cowboys at 23 with Dak, and now he's out.
He's heading to IR.
He's heading that way. Yeah, he's out now. So I think it's quarterback play. The teams without quarterbacks have two wins. I mean, go look at it. That's a fact. It's interesting.
In the AFC, every division has a two-loss team. And, you know, the East has Miami and New England. And then, it's us in the North. And it's the Titans and the Jaguars in the South. And the Raiders in the West. It makes me yearn to think one day, maybe the AFC North can be down so that if the Browns aren't good, they could still compete. Like, wouldn't it be nice to be in the NFC West right now? Where the Seahawks are in last place with just four wins. If we were 4-5 and we were a game behind first place in Arizona, who's 5-4, we'd be like, okay, there's still hope. Maybe we might even be buyers right now, saying, well, we were going through injury, we're doing this or doing that. I just don't ever see a year where the AFC North is down. Who thought the Steelers would be 6-2 right now?
You and me.
Yeah, sort of.
They rarely stink.
It's like Thanos, man. It's just inevitable.
Yep, they are, rarely, man. They're just inevitable. Good point.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way that all this stuff ends up rolling. So,
God, I hate and respect the Steelers at the same time. It sucks.
It's It's a truthful statement.
And the though I can't stand them.
That's like the best compliment I could ever give a team.
Andy, yeah. And though I can't stand them, the Ravens organization as well. Can't stand them.
How did we make them look so silly 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. Wasn't that something?
Because their defense isn't that good.
As funny as it sounds, it's back to what my grandfather told me a long time ago.
You know, Danny,
every time you play the schedule game, there's always one game that you're supposed to lose that you win.
That's right.
And there's
Danny.
One game that you're supposed to win that you lose.
Yes.
And that one feels like the game that you were supposed to lose that you won.
Yeah. And vice versa for Baltimore.
And vice versa for Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. And pass me by vodka and some cheese curds.
Beer. He's a Miller guy.
Sorry.
High life the whole way. Man does a straight little Crown Royal every so often. High life the whole
son,
way.
Vodka.
Son, why are you mixing with your cheese curds with ranch? Thousand Island. That's the way we do it here in the what's it? The Wonderland or the Cheese Land?
I bring it up because I always remember him telling me, going, what are you talking about? And as life has gone on, it's turned out to be the true statement.
So what happens then? So the Browns are good for a win against Kansas City?
Yeah. Right. It's one of those that might
somebody's
be on the
gonna
table.
Somebody's going to beat him.
Might as well.
It was almost Baker.
If somebody's the Browns beat them, would that make their season?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But the Chiefs are interesting you bring that up because they keep finding ways to win games.
Because they're a good team. That's
some
why.
Games it's the defense that are able to pull it together and get them a win there as the offense sputters a little bit. And then in a game like yesterday, it kind of was the offense and Patrick Mahomes just pulling a rabbit out of the hat and making this thing work. Is it just that simple? Or is there, like, are they just another one that's just, this is inevitable? Patrick Mahomes is inevitable.
Patrick can flat out play. It was scary, though, when he was helped off the field by the training staff because of his ankle. They're really all-around good football team. I knew DeAndre Hopkins would be a really nice fit there. I thought he'd be terrific. Sometimes the guys in their 30s, especially receivers working with smart quarterbacks, really it clicks. And that was just game number two. It clicked. I think he's going to be really good for them. They're going to get Juju back. All of a sudden, Juju might be a real nice number two there. You've got Xavier Worthy. Next year, you have Rashee Rice. I mean, they're primed for the future as well. And you're getting Isaiah Pacheco back. They have some talent. Mahomes can flat out play. I love it when he just kind of flicks the ball downfield.
All right, what else you got?
Other thing that I will. That we can end with, first and foremost, off the conversation of yesterday, apparently a soccer player was killed by a lightning strike in Peru.
What?
Going off of our conversation yesterday.
Yeah, so much for the 90%, yeah. Andy.
He was in the 10%.
He was in the 10%, poor guy. Poor guy
was
and his
he
family,
playing at the time or no?
I just got a push notification that says, from ESPN, lightning strike kills 34-year-old player, injures four others during good soccer Lord. Match in Peru.
Sorry.
That is tragic.
Yeah, sorry. That is tragic. We can end with this one. What do you do in, like, the Commanders are sitting there at 7-2.
Yep.
It's them and the Lions for the two best records in the NFC.
Okay.
Just the way that we all drew it up.
Yeah.
We've seen the Commanders up close. We've seen what they will do. Is this legit like a Super Bowl team coming out of nowhere that can do this? Or are we waiting for the bottom to drop out a little bit with this Commanders team?
I'm waiting for the bottom to sink a little bit. I don't think it's going to drop out. They have some real nice talent in their defense. Remember they traded away their key defensive guys last year. Remember that? That was bad.
Was it, though? Look where they are now.
Well, I think Dan Quinn is a good coach. And Dan Quinn waited for the right opportunity to come along to become a head coach. New ownership there. New attitude. Jaden Daniels. You've got a lot of key things in place. I can see them winning 11 games. Maybe 12.
They still don't. They have the Ravens on their schedule, don't they? No, they don't. They just have us, the Bengals, and the Steelers. Don't. Yep. No, do they have the Steelers? I can't even see. Nope. Yeah, and the Steelers. Yeah. Somehow they got lucky and they got out of not having to play the Ravens. Interesting.
Diana Rossini reporting teams are still waiting to see what the Giants do when it comes to Aziz Ojulari. New York is looking for a high fifth round pick, late fourth round pick per sources. If the Giants decide to keep him, Ojulari will become a free agent at the end of the season. That is according to The Athletic's Diana Rossini for a guy who's interesting.
Okay. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. That's the NFL trade deadline. Anything happens, you know you're locked into 92.3 The Fan, and you will get the info right away, especially when it comes to the Browns. Again, two moves for the Browns today. Quentin Jefferson getting released, and Za'Darius Smith sent to the Lions. More after this.
So a fifth rounder for wide receiver Mike Williams heading from the Jets to the Steelers.
It's interesting. And you know, I think the late round pick is it's kind of nonsense. In this situation, I think that's it's not too much to give up because I think Mike Williams is really good. Mike Williams can't stay healthy. And that's been his problem in his career. And the Jets were trying to move the guy. So it's interesting to me that the Steelers give up a fifth for him. But that's a Steeler kind of move. You put him next to George Pickens.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a nice move for them. And you give Russell Wilson a big-time target along with Pickens. And I mean big size-wise.
Yeah.
For that deep ball that Russell throws so well.
His, I'm just looking at his numbers from this year. Not real.
No, he hasn't done a whole lot this year.
No, 12.
He's been out. And
12 receptions.
Aaron Rodgers made snarky comments to him while he was eating mushrooms.
You got something?
This feels very much like the equivalent for the Steelers and Steeler fans of like, you know, you're going for Brandon Ayuk. You're talking Deebo Samuel. There was some Davante Adams rumblings and all that kind of stuff. And then you got Mike Williams. That is the equivalent of getting the generic creepy crawler machine as a kid. Instead of telling your parents you want the creepy crawler machine, and then they come back and go, it's the same thing. And you're like, no, it's really not.
Do you have any idea what he's talking about, Joe?
Not really.
Okay.
You never got a creepy crawler machine?
No.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh, man. You
it's like
they were cool. You got that like acrylic stuff, and you put it into the metal container, and you put it in the weird like oven thing, and you'd come out and you get all sorts of like weird colored bugs and all that stuff.
That I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Not like Shrinky Dinks.
You could make your own your own little worms.
Yeah, I had the
they were worms. Okay.
Yeah, I asked for the creepy crawler machine and I got the generic creepy crawler machine as a kid.
I'm sorry, man. You okay?
Huh?
You all right?
Oh, it was even better because it was just a hot plate that got up to like 300 and, you know,
still
400 and some odd degrees that if you even thought about touching it, your finger burnt.
Still tough to beat Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah,
that's true.
Did you have those?
I did have Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Wow.
Yeah.
I loved that.
But as an only child, it really turned into your left hand versus your right hand.
I have some good news here.
Dan's an only child. Well, there's a stunner.
Do your thing, and I've got some good news.
You can now go beyond 6 and 10 a.m. with Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. On Tuesdays and Thursdays with their emerging podcasting, you can listen live on 92.3 The Fan on our extra channel on the Odyssey app and 92.3thefan.com. It's presented by Extend Technologies. And you can check out every single archived episode as well. Be a great way to spend a weekend.
Let's just
listening to Lima and Carmen, 48 hours.
All right, we're keeping our eye on what's going on with the NFL trade deadline at 4. Can we talk about some good news things here for a couple seconds?
Oh, sure.
Let me start off with the first good news thing. Ready? No more political texts coming to my phone over the next 2 days.
Good Lord, man. It's been nuts.
It is insane.
Didn't you think those would be private numbers when this whole cell phone thing started?
Man,
you kind of thought, oh, good. I have a secret number.
I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Man, they are straight up irritating. I'm so tired of reading these things over. And it says, you look, I know you don't have to read them, and I'm quick to delete them, but I just, can we stop with that? And then the other thing, too, and we talked about it earlier, no more political commercials. Thank goodness.
Reportedly, $3.5 billion spent on political commercials this cycle.
Oh, wait a second. Can we get more political commercials? Sorry, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
We love political commercials.
On the radio.
Absolutely.
We love them on the radio.
Right.
There's never been a better year for production of political ads on the radio than this year.
Yeah.
But the TV ones, they're horrible.
If you're watching Curb, Andy, you don't want them to get interrupted with commercials.
Curb doesn't have commercials.
Shh, quiet.
Oh. You know what my favorite part about political commercials are? They find a freeze frame of like the worst possible moment for any candidate. And then they just hang out. They're like, oh, look.
Is it a pick or a scratch?
Yeah, he's picking his nose. Why would you pick this man?
Fill in the blank candidate is a picker.
Don't be a picker. Vote for the other person. It is too funny.
It's something.
The problem with that when I see some of these things too is I just think of the movie Wag the Dog, and you start wondering like, who was sitting in the editing room when they put together some of these political.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The glads, right? Right? I don't know. Maybe it's the media person behind
nasty.
Me. Other good news, how about the Cavaliers? We didn't really spend a ton of time talking about them today. But
they're on a roll.
They looked good last night. Darius Garland was on fire.
Yeah.
Fire last night. 39 points. And by the way, like I feel like when I would watch the Cavs last year, I always felt like it was either Darius Garland or Donovan Mitchell. It had to be either. But I don't feel that way this year. I feel like they both had big contributions. And when one gets hot, the other one kind of
doesn't
plays
have
a
to
good
be
support
one or the
role.
Other.
Right?
Yeah.
Even and Evan Mobley, too, is the other one that's like, okay, he's playing aggressive. He's good.
Yeah.
Jeff, that first half yesterday, they were moving the ball so well.
There's no fault to find with what's going on right now. I mean, they're just playing great basketball, and that's really good. And you know, if you've listened to our show for any length of time, you know I love basketball like Andy just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the ball moves like crazy and
don't
everybody gets involved. Don't let it stick. And don't let it be dominated by two smaller guards. And though those guys are your leading scorers on this team,
mm-hmm.
I think Kenny Atkinson has done a much better job than what J.B. Bickerstaff did in getting that to look better, to move better with the two small guards. And I think that's a really good thing. So that's outstanding. The one thing to keep in mind here, and this is not to poo-poo anything, the start is terrific. It shows what they're capable of. You could argue, you know, some of the teams they've played are not the best, but they've had a couple of really good wins as well.
They have to be.
So they're all on the schedule. It doesn't really matter. It's just this. Stay healthy so that when you get to the playoffs, you're good to go. You know, because in the NBA, you can win your first 15 games of the season.
Right.
If you lose your top player or a top player, or a key member of your rotation, as a lot of teams have around the NBA already. It's really tough to see some of the guys who are out. And you get to the playoffs and you're not whole, or you're not in sync when you get to the playoffs. Everything you did early on doesn't matter. You can't take those wins away. They're not going anywhere. But we all know the key is you get to a series and then you have to win that series. So you better be healthy and you better be playing well. And no reason to think they won't be playing well.
I'm looking at the playing minutes, and it's just, they have 10 guys averaging more than 15 minutes per game.
Yeah, it's really good. And nobody averaging more than 29.8.
I think Jared Allen just went over. He just went to 30.0. I'm just looking at Basketball Reference. So that must have just happened. But, and Evan Mobley's at 20.
You're right at 30.
29.
I said more than 30, didn't I?
All right. You win.
Sorry.
The power rankings came out for the NBA. Want to guess where the ESPN's power rankings?
Yeah.
Want to guess where they are?
Two.
Jeff, say it. You're wrong. Say it. Wrong. Who's two? You'll get it.
Boston?
No.
Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma City.
Okay.
That's correct.
Cavs are three?
Yes.
And Boston's one?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is
trending
correct.
Appropriately?
They are. They are trending appropriately.
I like Oklahoma City's team, setup, organization, everything.
Is there, they
have picks to come. The Cavs don't have picks.
Is there a moment where you will say 100% this is real? This isn't just a
game. Oh, it's real now.
I think it is too.
Andy, they're real good. They're real good. The If you're looking for anything to be concerned about, I'm hard pressed to come up with anything except two things. Okay? Mm-hmm. Health. Height. That's it.
You're concerned that our big guys get hurt?
No, I'm concerned that the team might not be quite big enough.
Huh.
That's it. And that's, you know, and as I said, I'm hard pressed to come up with anything. But if you're looking for anything, it's just health, which, you know, is common for everybody. But Cavs specific, they don't have the tallest of teams and the biggest, most physical of teams. You know, I love their big guys, Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. Right. I think they're terrific. And I like them a lot. And they hang out with Tristan McKenzie and go out to dinner.
Okay.
No, not good?
Good enough.
Jarrett and Evan are not big physical guys. My only, if you're looking for anything that could be a concern, maybe in a playoff series, they run up against a team that has a physical presence inside. And that team, for instance, you meet Joel Embiid and Andre Drummond in a playoff series, how does that work? Okay, how does it work? Well, you try and get those guys out on the floor. You know, Drummond will play if Joel Embiid's healthy, and he hasn't played a game yet this year. Keep that in mind. If Embiid's healthy, Drummond's not going to play a ton, but you try and get Embiid out on the floor. But he's capable of doing some of that. And we've seen Joel just tattoo Cavs big guys. So it's a real specific thing that's so far down the road, but that's my only thought. I wonder if they're big and physical enough in a 7-game series against particular teams. Not every team, particular teams. And I wonder if that, you know, it could work in the Cavs' favor. You know, that if some team has big lumbering big guys and the Cavs just, you know, run them out of the gym. So the Cavs have a nice roster right now. I still don't like the two small guards, but Kenny Atkinson's doing a great job of making that work as opposed to what we saw offensively from JB last year. But let me give you this. I thought JB did a really nice job last year of making it work defensively, because two small guards defensively is not a good thing either.
Tell me when they're going to lose their first game. I think I know what you're going to say, but it's at home, so that's why I'm a little. They have New Orleans tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's in New Orleans. Want to guess how cheap the cheapest ticket is? According to ESPN,
$2.
$2. Oh, you must be looking at what I'm looking at.
I just called up the schedule.
The first loss, I can feel it, but it's going to be at home, so maybe not. That's where I'm kind of like, Golden State on Friday,
maybe. Brooklyn, they're at Philadelphia next Wednesday.
Yeah.
We'll see. Boston's coming up on the 19th.
That's the one I'm looking forward to the most. Yeah. That's at Boston. They don't play Boston here until December 1st. Okay, more to talk about. And, of course, we've got our ear to the ground. It is NFL trade deadline day. 4 o'clock. Anything happened to the Browns, you will know it by listening to Baskin and Phelps. Or the afternoon drive coming up here in just a few moments. 216-474-0092.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.